You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross in studio with Todd Hatton and Kate Lochte, and we're pleased to welcome on the phone one of the editors of the essay collection, This I Believe Kentucky, Dan Gedeman. Welcome to Sounds Good.
Thanks so much, Tracy.
Dan, you're even bigger than an editor of This I Believe Kentucky. You have worked with some of the greats in public radio. You are an awarded public radio producer yourself. I'm particularly amazed that you worked with Norman Corwin.
Yeah, I don't know how many of your listeners are familiar with that name, but Norman died a couple of years ago at the age of 101. He was an icon of radio drama in the 1930s and 40s, and in his day was known by everyone in the country. And if you talk to people of my parents' generation, perhaps some of listeners' grandparents' generation, they'll not only know his name, but they'll probably be able to recite the portions of some of his radio scripts, see that famous. But toward the end of his life, I helped him with sort of a third act in his career, producing some new public radio dramas that aired on NPR in the late 90s. High watermark for my career.
Yeah, I should think so. But your own radio stories have been featured on This American Life, All Things Considered, Morning Edition, Jazz Profiles. And you've been involved with the series, This I Believe, from its inception. Right now, you have published a book with friends called This I Believe Kentucky, and we're giving these away during our fun drive today. But I heard more about it on KET's One-to-One. You were recently there with Bill Goodman. And I'd like you to tell me about the radio series that you're developing around the This I Believe Kentucky book, because we certainly want to hear those segments on our air soon.
Sure. Well, basically, the This I Believe Kentucky book contains 60 essays from the Commonwealth of Kentucky. It's a combination of essays that originally aired back in the 1950s as part of Edward R. Murrow's original This I Believe series, which aired in several stations around the state of Kentucky. And there were a dozen Kentuckians that were featured in that series that are in the book. Since the beginning of our series in 2005, every week we ask listeners to send in their own essays. And we've had over 150,000 of these, including about 2,500 from Kentucky. So we picked through the best of these essays, put about 45 or so of them in this book from listeners, and then we asked a series of notable Kentucky authors to write their own brand new essays. So we have people like Silas House from Kentucky and Sina Jeter-Naslin, the novelist who's a faculty member at Spalding University in Louisville, and a bunch of other really great writers throughout the state. And what we've done is recorded many of these people in the studio, and we're offering a handful of these essays, radio form, to stations around the state, including your station, WKMS. And so hopefully later this spring, your listeners will be able to hear some of these. And we've got some wonderful essays from people like Muhammad Ali and Silas House, who I mentioned earlier, and Sina Asland, and Tori Merton, who rode across the Atlantic Ocean and wrote an essay about that. Got a lot of wonderful content. And this is the sort of content that's only available on public radio, and it's only available with your support.
So, Dan, over the years, if you've received 150,000 plus essays, I guess it would be silly to say, have any of those risen to the top to be your absolute favorites?
Gosh, that's hard to say. It's like saying, which is your favorite child?
Yeah.
I would say that there are a handful of them that I return to over and over again as sort of touchstones in my own life. And one of them, actually, we are airing this week. We have a weekly podcast that anybody can sign up for on our website, thisibelieve.org. And we're revisiting some of our listeners' favorite essays. And one of the top five essays from our listeners over the years is one that we broadcast actually way back in 2005, and it's called Always Go to the Funeral. And it's this woman whose dad always nagged her when she was a kid, to always show up at, you know, visitation at funeral homes and show up for the actual funeral. She always thought it was a drag, and she hated doing it. And then her father passed. And she was so assured and moved to see the church absolutely filled with all of these people and all of their neighbors and friends, and got it and understood why it's so important to show up for the people in their lives, whether we know them well or not. So that's an example of one that has resonated with me, and I make a point now when I hear somebody has passed, with a father or mother of a friend, I just show up. And that wasn't on my radar screen, really, till reading that essay.
How interesting, and I think all of us can certainly relate to having those changes in our lives. When you were growing up, Dan Gettemann, did you know that this would be your life? Is this what you had in mind?
I didn't know about this, I believe, but I sure knew about radio. I grew up in Boston, which is one of the most vibrant cities in America for radio. There's just a ton of public radio stations and also very good commercial radio stations, and I just devoured it. I listened to radio all day long. I woke up early before school just so I could listen to my favorite DJs, and I took it a step further, and I would call them on the phone in between records or in between. I called one guy who was a talk radio host, and I'd call him before his shift began and just ask him, how did you get into doing this, and what's it like, and what do you like about it, and what don't you like about it, and how do you break into this business? And it was precisely because of their encouragement that I went to a school, actually, up in Ohio, Antioch College, that had a strong radio program and an NPR affiliate on their campus, and they actually let students get on the air, usually late at night, but still. And so I went to that school specifically just to study radio and to work in public radio. So it's all I've ever wanted to do, and it's all I've actually done for a living since graduating college.
Well, you're also associated with Bob Edwards, who wrote the foreword to the book, This, I Believe, Kentucky. How's Bob doing?
Bob is doing well. You know, many of your listeners will know Bob from his 25 years as host of Morning Edition. And he switched over in the mid-2000s and started his own daily radio show on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Then he's heard on many public radio stations on the weekend as well. And it's been a great joy to get to know Bob. I got to know him going way back in the mid-80s. He came through Louisville and did an entire week in Louisville, and I got to know him as a production assistant there. And then when he learned about This, I Believe, he was really proactively excited about it and contacted us and said, is there anything I can do to help? Because he had written a best-selling biography of Edward R. Murrow, and Murrow had started This, I Believe, back in the 80s. So it's been a great gift getting to know Bob personally, and we've spent a bunch of time together. We've done a bunch of events at public radio stations around the country, and it's just been a great gift. He's a wonderful man and a terrific radio host.
I'm glad you brought up Edward R. Murrow again. Frame the context for his beginning his series.
Well, you know, Edward R. Murrow, for those of you who know a little bit about him, was an icon in the world of radio and was probably the best-known person in media, the 40s and 50s to the early 60s. And he did many, you know, notable things in radio, and then, was one of the pioneers of television news. And virtually everything we see, you know, if you turn on 60 Minutes or, you know, CNN or, you know, Fox or whatever, you're seeing recreations of the stuff that Murrow originally did, you know, back in the 50s. But This, I Believe, was sort of a side project, a pet project of his that he did in and amongst his other radio and television shows. And it was, according to his son, who I've gotten to know quite well and who's on our advisory board, this was always one of his favorite things that he did. He felt strongly that America needed a platform for people to courageously step up and talk about what was most important to them, especially this was in the bad days of the early 1950s and, you know, the McCarthy era. And people were scared that if they, you know, spoke out about anything, especially political, that they'd be branded as communists, subversive. And he thought it was important to give people a platform to get up in public and speak honestly and from the gut about what was important to them. And I thought it was a laudable thing when I learned about it. I read a book that compiled some of the best of these essays from the 50s, and I just thought it was terrific stuff, and that's why I was inspired to.
I love the continuation of his heritage, and I really thank you for doing the work with the This, I Believe, Kentucky focus. We're really proud to be offering these books to our callers during our fundraiser, and I understand you're armed with that number.
Yes, I am, and the number is 800-599-4737. Become a new member or renew your existing membership and help support your local public radio station in Murray.
Dan Gettiman, co-editor of This, I Believe, Kentucky, and somebody on the map big time as a star of our industry, public radio. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Kate. My pleasure.